Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for May 19th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. Dear Leader Trump promised nothing but winning for the country on day one. So let's examine the state of Michigan to see if those promises are coming true. Michigan's unemployment rate is now at 5.5%, and it's gone up over a percentage point since last year. In April, unemployment claims skyrocketed in the state compared to a year ago by a 38% rate. Now, I won't blame all of that on Trump, obviously, but the numbers are not improving as he and co-president Elon Musk moved to gut federal funding in the state that will eliminate jobs in environmental, agricultural, and university fields. So don't underestimate how these guys are following the Project 2025 playbook to gut university funding, as Bridge Michigan reports how Michigan universities and hospitals will lose around $200 million in federal funding. And you know, universities are factory towns, as cities like Mount Pleasant, Kalamazoo, East Lansing, and Ann Arbor rely heavily on those institutions for their economic growth and survival. Yet MAGA Republicans are more than happy to gut these factory towns. Not only that, but as Bob Thompson, president of the Michigan Farmers Union, mentioned on last week's show, these funding cuts are hurting farmers across the state. Check out that episode if you haven't yet. MSU has lost $82 million in grant funding, with $23 million of that directed towards the USAID program, where farmers sent their product to countries of need. But by gutting that funding, not only is the so-called free market MAGA Republican Party limiting the marketplaces where farmers can sell their food, but that's leading to 1 million more malnourished children around the world. And maybe that's something white Christian nationalists say that's what Jesus would have done. So as Dear Leader Trump, Elon, and Big Balls get off on gutting universities and hospitals, MAGA Republicans in Congress are rushing through a bill that will force 750,000 Michiganders to lose their Medicaid, according to a state health department report. And around half of the births in the state are covered by Medicaid. Just want to remind you, for those pro-life people, these cuts would destroy rural hospitals throughout the state, as over $2 billion would have to get slashed for hospitals. Bridge Michigan also released another report showing how many rural counties feature significant portions of their populations relying on Medicaid throughout the state. And MAGA Republicans in Congress, like the Thumb Region's lead cheerleader for Dear Leader, Lisa McLean, and John James, who's running for governor, are pushing for additional work requirements because, you see, they believe their constituents are lazy. And that will lead to 200,000 people losing their Medicaid in Michigan. And let's not forget of the millions of dollars in administrative costs to pay for such Big Brother programs to make life harder for the working class. Which is just insane, considering over 60% of Medicaid recipients are working. And then there's the University of Michigan economist last week reporting how some 13,000 jobs could be lost thanks to Dear Leader's tariffs. And these tariffs, which were supposed to add manufacturing jobs, I was told, only add to uncertainty as chaos by some old fool who muses about the meaning of the word groceries and rants about how mean Bruce Springsteen has been to him lately. But you know, uncertainty and chaos, that could be the point, because somebody is making good cash with such chaos in the stock market. Somebody is, but it's not the Michigan working class who is suffering every day under this regime. Is this what winning feels like? I'm guessing many of you say no, but I'm scared by how many of you are still saying yes. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.